Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th. So that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin. We can always help people.
Well, yes, but it's just this at cost program is one good deal. And I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At-cost pricing, only from Redding Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service. Modern day solutions.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, he. Armstrong and Getty.
In Poland, a video captured a humanoid robot chasing away a pack of wild boars in Warsaw. The robot, named Edward Warczaki, shouts "Go away" in Polish as the animals flee into the forest.
And that was the whole story on the NBC Nightly News. You can't drop that much information in 13 seconds and expect me to be able to assimilate it in my head and wrap my mind around it. That is right. Humanoid robot chases pack of wild boar in Poland. I mean, there's too
I like
much.
How they told us its name, Edward Warczaki.
What? That's a stray. A straight detail. The detail.
Jonathan Smith Jr.
Age 27. A humanoid robot running down the street. That alone is an amazing story. On its own. You just see a freaking looks like a person, but it's a robot straight out of a damned movie or a Star Wars film running down the street. The fact that it's chasing a pack of wild boar down what looks to be a suburban street.
Right.
That alone without the robot is something. You got a pack of wild boar running through your neighborhood.
How common is this in Poland? And what do they say? What do they think?
And then the fact that it's in Poland adds, of course, an international twist.
And how did they decide, you know, our best option, a humanoid robot named Edward?
Right. That's bad news, Captain. There. The wild boar loose in the, in Warsaw Heights.
What will we do?
I've got the perfect thing. Send C-3PO after them. Yes, Katie.
If you want to see that video, it's up at armstrongandgetty.com in Katie's corner. It's
entertaining. The actual robot chasing the wild boar?
It's on video.
You haven't seen it? It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. He's just jogging down the street, and there go the boar. He's yelling in Polish.
I didn't realize he was yelling.
Because those are vicious bastards, those wild boar. I mean, they will screw you up for good. Yeah.
If you have skin,
If you have skin,
will.
Not right. If you're a robot.
That's what I'm saying. Right, exactly. That's my point.
That robot, like I said, the robot alone is a heck of a story. It's really good at jogging down the street with its red eyes. Why did they make it look like a person?
Well, I got to watch that. ArmstrongandGetty.com. Is it under hot links or what?
It's in Katie's corner.
Under Katie's corner. All right.
I like the way they laid that story out. It's just a quick hit. Like, this little boy enjoyed his birthday because he got a bicycle. Like, it's that sort of story.
Right. Meanwhile, a humanoid robot is chasing vicious wild boar down a suburban street in Poland. In sports news. Right, exactly. You know, we have important and impactful analysis to give you, but now is the perfect time to run this. This is from Atlanta, Georgia, clip number 13. The scene, an apartment parking lot in the hood. I think it kind of explains itself.
Now they got the motherfucking robot dog in the motherfucking hood patrolling the apartment. What the fuck type of AI shit is this? What the fuck? He look like he finna bite your ass.
Hello?
Oh, baby,
how are you?
How are you?
Where are you at?
I'm good.
This a person only.
So, what y'all got this robot dog in here for?
So we're actually like the robotic security dog here.
What so, y'all got this robot dog in here for?
Well, and you've kind of standard Englishized that. One of the angles to the story is that residents in Atlanta are staring down robot dogs patrolling their apartment parking lots with live foreign operators apparently calling the shots through the machines. And they mentioned that the monitoring agents who are looking at the parking lot through the robot dog seem to have foreign accents. And somebody pointed out, yeah, they speak better English than the locals. But that's neither here nor there. Yeah, they're using it to patrol apartments.
Wow. You got to let people know. You can't
robot dogs with flashlight eyes.
You can't find out that your apartment complex now has robot dogs patrolling by seeing one for the first time.
You assume that those good folks read the apartment newsletter?
I don't know. You might have to go door to door, knock on the door, and say, hey, just giving you a heads up. Starting this Friday, there will be robot dogs running around the apartment complex. I mean, you got to give me a heads up on this.
Yeah, you might have to deliver it verbally. I'm not sure they read much, if anything.
Good Lord.
Play the beginning of that again, Michael.
Now they got the motherfucking robot dog in the motherfucking hood patrolling the apartment. Hello? What the f*** type of AI shit is he? What the f***? He look like he finna bite your ass.
Hello?
Oh, baby,
how
they
what? You?
How are you?
That's an interesting dialect.
Well, what y'all got this robot dog in here for?
That's my favorite part.
Sorry. So we're actually like the robotic security dog here.
That's my favorite part. What y'all got the robot dog in here for? Which is a good question.
She asks the robot dog. It's actually robotic security.
Oh, my God.
Well, what y'all got the robot dog in here for?
Yes.
Right. That's the question on everyone's mind.
It'll be the title of my TED Talk.
Well, what y'all got the robot dog in here for?
So are we now at the place where the dollars work to buy yourself robot dogs to patrol your apartment complex? Apparently?
I don't see that robot dog lasting terribly long in that neighborhood. Or many others in America.
You would think that if you can't have copper wire to run your electricity because somebody will steal it, robot dogs are really fair game.
Yeah, somebody with a gun or a bat. Yes, Katie?
Do we know any more about these robot dogs? Like, do they have do they communicate with law enforcement? Do they have, like, a weapons capability to stop
crime?
That's
what I was wondering. Does this thing have the ability to shoot me?
Can it bite somebody?
Also, in some of these neighborhoods, they're going to capture them and stage robot dog fights.
Oh, my God. Wow. So these robotic dogs are equipped with 360-degree cameras, thermal imaging, headlights, sirens, speakers, and sensors. Despite this, they are not, yes?
RPGs.
They are not fully autonomous. They typically have a live human operator monitoring the feed remotely.
For now.
SimpliSafe Home Security, simplisafe.com/Armstrong.
I want this as a side gig so bad.
They are not fully autonomous for now. Oh, you want to be the person that talks through the robot dog?
Hell
that
yes.
would be fun.
Absolutely.
Some people are troubled by the fact that it's an overseas operator. And another of these droids was recently seen giving commands to Americans in Atlanta. And even when citizens complied peacefully, the bot issued orders and summoned real police, all while the eyes and ears behind the machine sit overseas.
Leading everyone to ask the question.
Well, what y'all got this robot dog in here for?
Wow. Meanwhile, in China, they're taking the technology in a far more aggressive direction. Beijing has already unleashed machine gun-toting robot wolves equipped with a collective brain for coordinated urban combat.
And they're probably saying, what y'all got that robot wolf in here for?
Right. In the outskirts of Beijing. Yeah.
I don't even know how I would react if I walked out into the parking lot and realized it's being patrolled by a robot dog. I would think, well, things have changed. We are into a new era.
Oh, yeah. And the person writing this article is concerned about sensitive footage of American homes, vehicles, and daily movements streaming overseas, potentially stored, analyzed, or even shared with foreign governments. I hadn't really thought of that. The push toward automation and remote monitoring is delivering a creeping surveillance state where the watchers aren't even in the country while elites celebrate the future. Everyday Americans get robot dogs in the M-effing hood and foreign accents telling them to move along.
Well, are you familiar with AI Scribe, which I just heard about yesterday for the first time?
I don't think so.
So I'm in the doctor's office. And she says, are you comfortable with AI Scribe? And I said, what now? I said, what y'all got that robot dog in here for? And she said, AI Scribe, it will record all this and transcribe it for us. If you don't want that, we won't do it. And I said, I guess I'm okay with it. I said, it depends on the subject. In this particular case, I got a sore neck. But I could have other problems where I thought, you know what? I don't want you listening to every word I say to the doctor about this situation I got, and transcribing it.
What the f*** type of AI shit is this?
Because I have a relationship with my doctor over many years. He doesn't, like, write down everything I tell him. And he knows I don't want him to write down everything I tell him about everything. So I scribe. But, well, first thing I thought is, okay, if you can listen to the conversation, write it all down, I'm supposed to believe you're not, because we know what the history of that is.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. At some point, they're going to decide, for legal reasons, we're recording everything. So if a patient ever claims this or that. And if you can have a robot, if you got a robot dog running around the apartment complex, how are you not going to have microphones somewhere doing the AI Scribe thing constantly? We're going to be surrounded by AI Scribe everywhere. At work, in a store, everywhere you go, they're going to be recording entire conversations. I got to believe that's already here, lots of places, and soon will be ubiquitous.
Right, partly for liability reasons, Katie.
So they didn't refer to it as AI Scribe, but I dealt with this a couple of weeks ago during one of my appointments, and I felt that it completely allowed my doctor to tune out. She was like, she asked me a bunch of questions, and I gave her answers that later on in the after office visit notes were just completely wrong.
But that happens a lot too.
Oh boy. It's like rear view cameras, backup cameras. People no longer check their blind spot.
Right. Yeah. But also with the, why would we expect AI Scribe to be better than the voice text capability I've got on my iPhone? How often does it get it completely wrong?
It's got to be better than the iPhone, which is an embarrassment. Right. So, my final question, Jack, is did that robot dog bite you in your ass?
Did she say that at some point?
What the f***? He look like he finna bite your ass.
Oh, okay.
Your way.
I'm gonna adopt that.
That not finishing words. Yeah. As a student of linguistics, I'm fascinated.
My son does that. It's a thing young people do.
Oh, what the f***?
He look like he finna bite your ass.
Ah, God.
What, are you too busy to throw the S sound in, or what, sweetheart?
So you're always talking about there's no right for privacy when you're out in public. So that's going to be taken to a degree we didn't think was possible whenever we first came out with the idea that you have no right to privacy. Because
a 24/7 surveillance state, correct?
Every word you say is going to be transcribed. Everywhere you go.
Yeah.
Imagine when that sinks in the way you will react. That's going to make us all weird.
A surveilled society is a polite and obedient society.
Yeah, and that's going to make us all weird.
Yeah.
Very weird.
Those of you who started weird, even weirder.
Exactly.
Well, we have some serious damn analysis. We're not going to be able to squeeze it in the next segment. We'll certainly get to it in a few minutes about, the yin and yang of Trump. I hate his FDA. I love his recent Truth Social post. According to one of my favorite commentators, it might be one of the most powerful and effective communications in the history of social media.
I want to talk more about AI Scribe later. More thoughts and concerns are popping into my head. I didn't know this was a thing at the doctor's office. It might be a thing at your workplace now. And do they need to tell you? I don't even know if they need to tell you that they got AI Scribe going on.
You probably clicked something somewhere. Right. I said, go ahead.
Right, exactly. All right, lots more on the way.
Now they got the motherfucking robot dog in the motherfucking hood.
Right.
Armstrong and Getty.
Attention business owners. This is Jason Evans. I spent the last 3.5 decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs, and I want to help you like never before. I built a serious training program called 3 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months. We're going to give this to any business owner that calls us at 800-500-8320. Just call with your email address, and we'll email you this phenomenal video training program at our expense, not yours. It's an incredible gift. See if you agree. 3 Ways to Double Sales in 12 months.
I took Jason's training less than a year ago. This year alone, Jason has made my training explode as far as my sales growth by over 250%. I'm expecting on doing close to $5 to $6 million gross this year just off of his training.
Again, call with your email address and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. 800-500-8320. 800-500-8320. That's 800-500-8320. Paid for by Power Sales University.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon?
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun, food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Freddy Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanCompLaw.com.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
They used to work making minimum wage, came up to about $200 a week, and then they would take out $50 in taxes. That's a lot of money if you only make $200 a week, man. That's like kicking Wednesday and Thursday in the ass, okay? $50 a week in taxes, man. What do I get for my tax money? Get all the free street light in the world. Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, give everybody a candle and give my $50 back. I hate taxes. I hate checks. I hate the fact they put two amounts of money on your check. You know what I mean? It's like, this the money you bust your ass all week for, and this is what you're going to get.
I wish more people had that. Wonder what year Chris Rock did that. Do you know what year that is? Because that sounds like a young Chris Rock.
Yeah, agreed, yeah.
And I wish more people reacted that way to their taxes. We've designed on purpose a system where very few people react that way because you don't pay hardly any taxes. And that keeps you from complaining about the way they spend it.
Boy, I love those viral videos where a teenager gets their first check and is in the car with their dad and says, wait a minute.
Yeah. Because
I love that.
Obviously, the more if you spread the taxes out, you got more people saying, what am I getting for this? Because that's the big question. If you're losing right. a whole bunch of your paycheck, this is tax day. This is why this came up. If you didn't know, I hope you know. You're thinking, what am I getting for this? A school I wish my kid wasn't going to, or, you know, homeless programs that end up with more homeless people or whatever, you know, whatever your particular bugaboo is.
Yeah, I appreciate the national defense, but everybody knows at this point that the social programs, which is the bulk of the budget, is there's a mountainous waste and fraud and abuse, and nobody cares. It's because it's a scam to buy votes. Yeah, it's all very discouraging. I don't mean to just make you angry, but more we need. You know what? Honestly,
give everybody a candle and let me keep my money.
Here's the yin and yang of it. We need much more anger about the abuse we take from government. On the other hand, I don't want to be stoking it all the time here. Nobody's going to listen
to
it.
No.
I've had shows I really liked. I love radio, love podcasts. And I've had shows that were so consistently angry, I couldn't listen to them anymore.
Correct.
And I don't want to be that. But at the same time, like I said, I mean, there ought to be revolution in the streets. So speaking of economics, just let me touch on a couple of headlines really quickly. We can dig into them more later, but here's your Stock Market Today report. From the Wall Street Journal, Bank of America says U.S. economy looks resilient. Investors taking in positive signs. Blah, blah. Okay, here's another good one. NASDAQ logs longest winning streak since 2021 as investors look beyond war. Stock markets are skyrocketing. The economy looks great.
Yeah, about to set a record today. Looks like, depending on what Trump says, because he can make the stock market go up or down with a ass sentence.
Yeah, I've been reading reams of analysis about the war with Iran, and one of them posited, and they're quite right, that we are so insulated from uncertainty that could, like, bring Europe and China to their knees.
Yeah.
Because of our two oceans, because of our energy independence, drill, baby, drill. That we're starting to realize, okay, this uncertainty, which the entire American-led global system was trying to prevent now for decades and decades, it doesn't hurt us that much.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I got more on that later. We got good stuff today. It's going to be a pretty good show, actually.
Armstrong and Getty.
If you don't care about saving 50% off your wireless bill for the same 5G coverage the big guys are charging a fortune for, maybe you care about keeping jobs in America. PureTalk does. They've pledged to run their entire operation from this country, including all their customer service. Or maybe you care about our nation's veterans. PureTalk does. They've donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to America's Warrior Partnership, a fantastic organization working hard to prevent veteran suicide. Or maybe you care about closing America's skills gap. PureTalk does. They're a proud supporter of MicroWorks. They're helping my foundation train the next generation of skilled workers. Don't get me wrong. Saving money's great, and you'll save plenty with PureTalk. But if you want to be in business with people who share your values, dial #250, say micro, and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. online at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Red Bluff Roundup is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Look at your home from the street for a second. Now imagine with rich, fresh color, clean trim, and a finish that looks great in the sunshine. Eagle Eye Painting can make that happen quickly and professionally. Our friendly crew focuses on the details through prep, careful edges, and a job site that's cleaned up when we're done. We're local, licensed, bonded, and insured, and we can walk you through the whole process in English or Spanish. Make this the season your home really stands out. Call Eagle Eye Painting at 530-410-1317 for your free exterior estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, I got the money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit PlumasBank.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Experience the Shasta Symphony Orchestra Spring Concert, Saturday, April 25th at 3 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Tickets are $15 general admission, $10 for seniors and wheelchair accessible, $5 for students with ID. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
So you know the story of the lady, the wife that fell out of the boat and disappeared, likely drowned, and everybody just jumped to the conclusion that the husband did it. And he was arrested, or held briefly, in the Bahamas, and they let him go. He did an interview yesterday. We'll play a little of that for you a little later, and you can determine, does he sound like a guy who's being truthful about how distraught he is that his wife is missing, or do you think he pushed her out of the boat? So stay tuned for that.
You're asking people to judge a man swiftly and harshly based on a radio report?
Exactly.
I'm in. I'm absolutely in. There we go. A couple of stories for you, the yin and yang of the Trump thing. And Jack has pointed out, reminding me occasionally, and it's absolutely true, that a coalition elects you president, no matter what party you're in. And you got to bring members of the coalition along to keep them on your side. And in the case of Trump, it included the MAHA crowd, which has a couple of different, like, wings within it, including RFK Jr., who I think is a greedhead trial lawyer who's right about a couple of things. Excuse my mic.
Swole.
He is absolutely swole, yeah, and knows his way around a dead bear. Anyway, and I respect that. And then you've got Marty McCary, who was an absolute hero in COVID. Absolute American hero and crusader for free speech. Love Marty. But he's now working with Vinay Prasad, who is a crackpot Bernie acolyte, rationalized medicine. If the incredible advances in science that America is famous for cost too much money, we just don't do them. And he's like eliminating all these revolutionary new cancer treatments because he thinks they're too expensive.
Rationalized medicine or ration medicine?
Ration. I'm sorry. Yeah. Ration medicine. Yeah. Thank you for the clarification.
I can rationalize medicine pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it keeps you from dying.
This will make you feel better.
Yes, but it's just, it's terrible, and we can't get too far into this because it is so multi-layered and it has to do with, you know, methods of trials and experiments and control groups and the rest of it. But this Prasad guy who's leaving, thank God, at the end of this month, has quashed, in a way that's completely unprecedented, all of these exciting new breakthroughs in cancer treatments. He's a friggin' maniac, and I hate him. Anyway.
What's his thinking?
Well, he's just... His rationale that he states is nonsense. He does not believe, he believes in a very British/Canadian system of medicine where, okay, look, this will save your life. You've got late stage melanoma, which is the latest thing. And here is a new immunotherapy that's having miraculous results for the 8,500 or so Americans who die every year from melanoma. 8,500 is not a huge number in a nation of 340 million.
To you, it's a lot.
So, exactly. Oh, well said. So he's a guy of the British/Canadian bent that's like, sorry, no, that's too much of the government's money for a few people. We're not doing this.
Huh.
So he quashes it. He is hardcore anti-right to try, where if you're dying of cancer, you get to try an experimental treatment, even if it's not fully approved.
Yeah, I can write somebody off very quickly on that. If you don't think people ought to be able to try those things when you're dying, then I have no interest in your opinion. And it's usually we don't want to give people false hope, which makes me want to punch you in the face.
Oh, yeah.
And then hold
you
down and continue punching you in the face.
Yes, until my little arms are too tired to keep it up. Yeah. So that's the yang of the Trump administration. I despise what they're doing at the FDA. On the other hand, love this. This is one of my favorite commentators lately. He's got the musical name of Shanaka Anselm Pereira.
What?
He's an author and a commentator and extremely astute about Middle Eastern politics. And I love this. I thought it was so interesting. Seven sentences, five audiences. Every word is a weapon aimed at a different target. This is the most compressed piece of strategic signaling in the history of social media diplomacy. Today, Trump posted, and I will read the entire thing, and then we'll break it down a little bit. China is very happy that I am permanently opening the Strait of Hormuz. I am doing it for them also, and the world. This situation will never happen again. They have agreed not to send weapons to Iran. President Xi will give me a big fat hug when I get there in a few weeks. We are working together smartly and very well. Doesn't that beat fighting? But remember, we are very good at fighting if we have to, far better than anyone else. And Mr. Pereira says, let's decode every sentence. I am permanently opening the Strait of Hormuz. The blockade is not a blockade, it is a service. Trump reframes the entire operation from aggression to provision. The Navy enforcing interdiction is now the Navy opening the Strait and permanently signals to oil markets, Asian importers, and Iran that the U.S. intends to remain the guarantor of Hormuz transit indefinitely, not as leverage, as architecture. I am doing it for them also and the world. China imports over 50% of its energy through Hormuz. Trump positions the blockade as a gift to Beijing. The country whose Iranian oil he just cut off is now the beneficiary. As Scott Bessent said hours earlier, quote, they can get oil, just not Iranian oil. Trump completes the sentence, and I am the one making sure they can. Meaning China.
Yeah, man, that's a missing piece of this whole story over the last month is China's involvement and what they've been saying to Trump and Trump's been saying to them and they've been saying to Iran. They get 50% of their oil through the Strait of Hormuz. Wow.
Correct.
For the second biggest economy in the world. Holy cow.
Not to pat ourselves on the back, but this is the kind of analysis you will just never get in the mainstream media. Moving along. Trump said, this situation will never happen again. A doctrine in five words. The Hormuz crisis, Iran's closure, the tolls, the mines, the 46 days of disruption will not recur because the United States is establishing permanent enforcement. No treaty, no negotiation, a unilateral declaration of perpetual choke point control posted on Truth Social. Quote, they have agreed not to send weapons to Iran. Unverified. China's MFA called the reports, that's their state media, the propaganda outfit, entirely fabricated hours earlier. But the sentence forces Beijing into a trap. If China confirms, it concedes publicly that it was. If China denies it, it implies the weapons were under consideration. Silence reads as confirmation. Every response validates the claim. The rhetorical structure is designed to be unfalsifiable in real time. He said, quote, President Xi will give me a big fat hug when I get there in a few weeks. The May 14-15 summit confirmed is the most disarming language possible. Big fat hug humanizes the relationship for domestic audiences while signaling to Beijing that Trump views the summit as a victory lap. The framing shapes expectations before a single agenda item is discussed. Doesn't that beat fighting? The carrot. Three audiences. To China, cooperation beats confrontation. To Americans, this president ended a war with a deal. To Iran, fighting is the alternative and you are losing. And then finally, but remember, we are very good at fighting if we have to, far better than anyone else. The stick. The hug is conditional. The cooperation is optional. The carrier strike group is not. The same paragraph offers peace and threatens war, and both are credible because the blockade proves both simultaneously. Also, all of those soldiers, sailors, and Marines who've been brought to the Gulf, a new session. Anyway, he ends with one post, seven sentences, five audiences, China, Iran, domestic voters, oil markets, and the May summit negotiating table. Every word measured, every ambiguity deliberate, every claim unfalsifiable in the window that matters. Trump did not write a tweet. He wrote a treaty draft disguised as a social media post.
Well, that's really interesting stuff.
And I usually reject the, no, it's 3-9 dimensional chess explanations of when Trump's bounce nonsense. There was a lot in that post.
P.S. President Xi looks like Winnie the Pooh. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
It's the only thing it was missing. Yeah, this is so much more complicated and frankly, friends, interesting. Then Trump has failed. The Strait of Hormuz, worse. The regime, worse. Chuck Schumer up on the floor of the Senate yesterday. God, I wish God was still in the business of smiting people.
Oh, that'd be fun to watch. He may have done that in SoCal. He may have smote a guy at the mall. Did you see that?
What?
That coming up.
All right.
So, do you ever get random phishing texts or emails? That's a hilarious question, isn't it? Or phone calls? Do you get millions of them, and then you're always worried you're going to answer one or click one or whatever? We got this fixed. This is awesome.
Forget the spam filters and call blockers. The real fix is to disappear. And that's what our friends at Incogni do for you. Incogni, we'll spell it for you. They contact hundreds of data brokers and legally force them to remove your information because they are tracking the hell out of you every single day.
Yeah, your phone number is sitting on a data broker site right now. So is your home address. So is your email. So is your age, the names of your family members. How you spend your money, how fast you drive, all kinds of stuff is out there, and you don't
want
to.
How much you drink, mind your own business. All of it searchable and for sale. Right now, get 60% off with an exclusive deal at Incogni.com/Armstrong. We both signed up. It's impressive what they're doing already. Go to Incogni.com/Armstrong. Take back your privacy. That's Incogni.com/Armstrong. Incogni.com/Armstrong.
This is quite a story. Let me see if I can find it. It's a guy that may have, father fighting for his life after bursting into flames at the San Bernardino County Mall.
Oof.
And they don't know why. At first, people thought it was like, must be a homeless guy or something like that. Nope. It was just a dad, father, and standing there at the mall, and he burst into flames. And they haven't figured it out yet, and it reminded me of, where did I first learn about spontaneous combustion? Was it 60 Minutes? In my mind, it's 60 Minutes. But surely 60 Minutes never did a segment.
Yes, they did.
Did they?
Yes. It was super hot in, what, the 80s? Everybody's talking about it. Oh, yeah, it happens.
Pardon
yeah,
the expression. Human spontaneous combustion. And I was worried as hell about it when I first learned about it. It's the idea that we've got all these chemicals in our body that if you combine them a certain way are very combustible. And every once in a while, they get combined that way, and a person just bursts into flame. And all they find is your smoldering shoes.
No, they don't. No,
so that's
don't.
Not real? It's not real? This guy may have spontaneously combusted at the San Bernardino Mall.
How is it like the talk of the country for a while, but you haven't heard about it for 25 years? What does that tell you?
You wouldn't think it'd have to happen very often before it'd be quite the topic of conversation.
Well, and everybody would catch it on their phone right now, and it would be online. And you'd see it.
This is a good party. Where's Jim? How come you didn't invite Jim? Well, you didn't hear about Jim. He burst into flames, burned up. Spontaneous combustion.
Oh, my God. His wife's got to be upset. Well, she's on fire now. Look.
I don't know if he blew up like that, but.
Yeah, it's the theater of the mind.
Well, something happened to that guy at the mall. I've been at the mall and kind of wished while I'm waiting for somebody to try on pants that I spontaneously combusted.
But it didn't happen. Oh, speaking of people who can't keep their pants on, more on the Eric Swalwell thing and how it's been an open secret for ages among the party that cares about women's rights and some of the other monsters who are friends of his covering for him in their own sins.
Okay, when we come back, I want you to hear from this dude and you determine whether he sounds legitimately distraught that his wife fell out of the boat and disappeared, or he's faking it and he pushed her out and killed her. We'll let you determine it. And then we'll send him angry emails. Okay, that's coming up.
Perfect.
Armstrong and Getty.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team. Build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Hear ye, good folk. You are cordially invited to the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds at 1890 Briggs Street. Watch knights fight for their honor in armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $17 for adults, $15 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds. Huzzah!
Plan your day with the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast equips you to tackle any weather, rain or shine. Sponsored by the Queen of Dragons, a local champion delivering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Fridays deal runs all weekend until stock's gone, so grab it fast. Support local by visiting X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Hours after being released by Bahamian police, Brian Hooker fought back tears as he sat down with CBS News and told us he wants to resume the search for his missing wife, Lynette.
I'm going to need somebody with more authority to tell me to stop.
Hooker was held for 5 days and questioned by police in the disappearance of his wife, who's been missing for more than a week.
Do you believe that Lynette's still alive?
I do. I believe I've been told that people have lasted in the Bahamas after falling overboard for days and even weeks.
Okay, so this is going to be a little mini episode of Dateline, and we know how you women love the stories about did the husband murder his wife or not stories for some reason. I guess it's a self-preservation thing. I don't know what it is.
The hosts generally have better hair than you, but I'll go with it.
Every woman I've ever known loves the Dateline 2020 stories about the boyfriend or the husband who turned out to be a secret psychopath.
True crimes podcasts.
Right, exactly. So this Brian Hooker guy is in the Bahamas with this woman. You've probably heard the story. She falls out of the boat or whatever happens. He tries to save her. She disappeared. He hopes she's still alive. He's still looking for her. Everybody jumped to the same conclusion I did immediately. He pushed her out and killed her.
Original story weirdly explained everything that needed to be explained. To make it clear that I did not do this. She had the key in her hand when she was swept overboard, and it pulled out of the ignition and fell overboard
with it. But then the daughter comes out and says, my mom and dad fought like crazy, and he threatened to kill her many times, and they had been arrested. Well, anyway, you're going to hear some of that in the report here. So that was CBS Evening News Let's run through a little more of this. Is Brian Hooker on a phone call. He's the, I'll just call him the distraught husband because he lost his wife.
I threw her a flotation cushion that we used to sit on the dinghy, right after she went in. But I couldn't tell if she got it or not. The wind blew us apart so fast that I think she tried to swim back to our sailboat, which was probably, 1,000 yards or something. But the waves were 3 foot.
So what we're trying to do here, people, is we're trying to determine, does that sound like a guy telling a legit story about losing his wife and he tried to save her, or is this guy pretending to be distraught and he actually killed her? More Brian Hooker.
I will always think there was something I could have done differently. My one job was to look out for her, and that has not happened.
Where are you so far on this before we hear more?
I don't even need to hear his voice. The facts are all I need. I'm a fact-based guy.
You as a juror.
Yeah, I'm leading the investigation in my own mind.
Where are you, Katie, as a woman?
I think he killed her. That was a very past tense statement he just made. Like, he knew she was dead. I had one job.
Okay. Well, on the whole, do you think she's alive? I do. I mean, you could say I really hope she is, but...
Seems... Yeah. I think I'd go with... Seems really unlikely.
I pray she is, but we all know that it's unlikely, yeah.
Okay, here's a little more from the ABC News interview.
It was hell. It was a different chapter of hell and a giant hell that I'm in.
You're still in it.
Yes. I don't have a wife. She belongs with me.
That was his response to the, your daughter came out and said that you two fought all the time and you had threatened to kill her in the past. What was that like? And he said, it was hell. It's a different chapter of hell and the giant hell that I'm in. And then he either cried legitimately or is completely acting. And then...
You want to end that?
Yeah, then finally this. Yeah.
My only focus is to go back to the boat and then hire or beg people to help me go find some areas to search.
Is that what's next for you?
That's what's next for me until my visa runs out.
So you plan on staying in the Bahamas?
Yes, this is where my wife is.
All right, a couple of things. Would I be stealing anybody's thunder if I talked about this guy's history?
Oh, no.
Okay, guys, I got a question for you. How many times have you been arrested and charged with choking out a loved one and threatening to kill them? Well, this guy's got a lead on you, 2-0.
Well, she was, in one of the cases, she was charged also, though, so it was a mutual combatant thing.
Well, sure, but he was arrested and tried for choking out his daughter in the earlier 2000s. Oh. He was acquitted. Could have been mutual combat, who knows. But this guy's got a history of threatening violence.
Well, even if it was mutual combat, they got into combat again, and this time he killed her.
All right. And in terms of his emotion or lack of, or whether it was authentic or not, I tend not to want to judge people for that because everybody reacts differently. but... It's also possible, because this guy screams anger problems, physical violence, alcohol, crime of passion. It could be he's racked with remorse, but doesn't want to go to the stripey hole for the rest of his days.
I can't imagine if I'm out there with my wife on a vacation and she actually falls over and dies. I wouldn't even be able to talk to anybody. Now, you're right. Different people react differently and everything like that. But the doing calm interviews with the various reporters, geez, that'd be the last thing I'd want to do. Final word, Katie. We only have a few seconds. He did it or didn't do it?
I think he's guilty of it, unfortunately.
Yet another thought he was smarter than everybody else criminal, most likely. We got a lot more on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.